Blog Talk Radio.
This is how I wake up. I'm not even gonna change up. Get off of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, because at first he was fucking with him and shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then he started filming him or whatever. And I'm like, I know the shorty wasn't paying attention. And then a young boy, he all over the girl, whatever. She's pretty. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I'm like, shit, I'm going to do something. Right? I'm going to say something, especially to the young girl. And I got a chance because the young boy who was like fucking filming, he was like big as shit too. And I'm like, that's another thing. I was like, I was going to tell him stop. But I'm like, this is like a big ass, dumb ass young boy shit. I could fuck people up, but No, she didn't. Because I got a chance to talk to her because they started playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, shorty, he was filming. And she just like gave me the okay, John. So I did get the face.
Well, at least you said something.
I did. So it made me feel better. But at first, I was just like, for like 10 minutes, like, fuck, I'm this big ass, dumb ass young boy. He's like, this big. But I feel like it's a lot going on. Keep washing your hands. Keep staying clean.
Facts.
They say that's all you got to do.
Facts.
Get with Jew Beans. I'm about to post her up on a page or whatever. Post her up on my page. Post this link up. Mm-hmm. We got Dig the Artist in the building.
We in here.
Plus, we talking about crazy exes or are you the crazy
one? Oh, that's the topic. I did see that.
You did see that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my crazy ex. Not right now. What was it going on there?
We'll get to it later.
Oh, well, that's even better. Yeah. Let's make it good. Let's get to it later. I like the music more than talking shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
We're gonna do this music thing first.
All right.
Ooh, because you was talented.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Even though, fix my wig a little bit. Even though I ain't seen you in a year, your music that you sent me lasted a year and shit.
Yeah, it's actually still moving, so that's a good thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Every time I play your music, they be like, who that? And I like that when I get that response, you know what I mean? They like, who that? You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I got a million things. I don't think
that song going over. I'm still trying to top that song to this day. So.
You ain't topped it? No. I was expecting, like, to be knocked off my seat.
I got some shit, but like that song.
I got a million to bang. I got a million to bang.
That song gets everybody moving.
I got a million to bang. Yeah. I got a million to bang. That's my shit. Like, we love it. Especially EA. And I forget when EA first heard the song. He was like, what the fuck is that, Honest? He almost thought it was Sean King and shit.
That's love.
I swear to God, he almost thought it was Sean King. Your song is good.
Yeah,
real lit. Big the artist in the building.
Yeah.
Real talented. Got the gold and the jewelry.
Yeah,
Something
like that.
But nigga that be drinking tap water, you looking good. You know what I'm saying? What you working on now? Is your album called Tap Water? What's your album? What's your project?
A song called Tap Water.
You might as well, you know everything about it. You could, it's like, cup the hand, put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tap water.
Nah, but, The project I'm working on right now, the album, I ain't dropped an album in a while, but it's going to be my first, like, actual album. It's called Juice and Condom.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's way better than tap water. Juice is great, and I got a condom in my bag. You got to have condoms. I never forget my girl Petra. She was like, ladies, have 4 or 5 condoms in your tote bag. This was back when they had jukebox. Where is it?
Jukebox. Dang.
That joint a little beat up.
Hey, it's there, though.
I ain't used it yet.
It's definitely there. That's all that matters.
It's important. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I use it, I'll be very happy. I can't use it. It's going to be. But Remy say a baggy bag. Let me take a little drink. I was talking about that the other day. But if y'all didn't watch the show from Tuesday, y'all playing yourself. Shout out to HMO Prezi, Jared Dupree, we had fun. Now I'm about to have fun with Zig. You're like one of my favorite people. I have to shout out your professionalism. It's impeccable.
Thank you.
What I mean?
Thank you.
Like your professionalism and then the way that you've advanced over the years. And then let's talk about what else you've done in this year. You started your own show.
The Music Lab show.
Right. I like it. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
I enjoy it.
I'm just trying to stay active. That's my main thing, trying to stay active and hit every avenue.
It takes a great person to want to be the host, though. Like, that's decent. When you could be the picture frame and you could be the picture at the same time. I always say that about myself.
It started because I just wanted to create a platform for other artists like myself. Like, you know, the ones that don't really follow the typical, like, you know, Philly artists. How can I say it? The Philly artist lane. Even though it's Philly artists, for sure, I'm going to show love to everybody, but it's just for those people that feel as though they're not getting the shine that they, you know, deserve. So that's why I started it. And, you know, being an artist and having that, like, background, so when people come on, I can definitely understand what they're talking about and, you know, relate to everything that they go through. So that's why I put it together.
I like that you use that word shine. You know what I mean? I feel like it's
Philly
like a shout out. I feel like anybody that just like that I've known, they just like bring a, you know what I mean, shine the light on people or you know what I mean, stuff like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whenever you say that, I feel like I'm inspired.
Definitely though. Look, I was here way before I even thought about the show, and you know me and my team putting everything together. So.
Yeah, shout out to your team, you know what I mean? Your people will be definitely supporting you.
Mayor here. You know,
Mayor, hey, Mayor. Nice to meet you. We almost look like twins today.
Everybody got on black and white except me? Dang, that's drunk.
That's cool. You
I got a little black and white.
Border.
Yo, but look,
I'm
but look.
You all show.
No, but look, far as tap water, though, Philly really do have, like, the best tap water in the country. The water department, they are a real good company.
You know what I mean? But I don't give a fuck.
Listen,
I'm only drinking water when I go see my mom in like the middle of Georgia and shit, where they really got like real springs, right?
You know where it started though. It started. You know how when you know you're a young boy and so you be like, "Yo, mom, I'm thirsty." They be like, "You better go stick your hand under that faucet," and then pretty
you
much.
Know you know what? I'm gonna make a confession. My oldest son. He drinks tap water.
Yeah,
he gets on my fucking nerves. He be fucking having bottles of water in the freezer and shit. I'm like,
oh man, when you tap water, that joint tastes like. I mean, y'all swear y'all be having bottled water coming from the springs. No, that joint coming straight from the tap. Boom.
It comes straight from Philly.
Straight from the tap. Straight from the tap. I'm trying to tell you, that shit be tasting the same. That's what I be like, nah.
It does not taste the same.
The only water I ever tasted that was different was Fiji and I forgot the Simply, whatever that shit
I like
called.
Essential water. That's my shit.
That one, yeah, that one too. That's other than that, any like Deer Park or, you know, the drones you get from Save-A-Lot and shit, the little bottles, all of that shit.
Don't get water from Save-A-Lot.
All that shit is tap water.
It is what it is. But, but no, shout out to Juice and Condom.
Yeah.
That's real nice. I like that.
All right, so I named it that. It's a backstory behind that, but it's more like an inside thing.
Tell us it.
Like, I really can't explain it. All right.
Why not?
So,
it
started. Yeah, it started from when we I was opening up for Casanova in Ohio. Long story short, it was just a wild ass night, and like it came to, oh, we gonna need some juice or condom. And I was just looking like, yo, that's a hot ass name. And I'm like, I'm gonna use that, right?
That sounds like a lot of fucking. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be thirsty and have some safe sex.
So, basically the reason why I named the album that is because, you know, I rap and then I sing. So, on the juice section of it, that's the rap, and that's when you get the flavor, you get the juice, you everything pop, and, you know, you turn. And then the condom side is all of the singer R&B music where it's baby making music. So you got the juice and you got the condom.
Oh yeah. No, put a condom on. You're not making babies if you're wearing a condom.
That's
I guess
true.
They could break.
I didn't think about that, but it works.
It works. I can't make no more babies.
Oh yeah, nah. I'm
wondering. I might have children because I love children, but I cannot. I'll get a surrogate. I hope I get rich because I would like to have like a bitch I pay. No. She would be my bitch. This is all love. I'd be like, come bitch, come my baby. You know what I mean?
What is it, the being pregnant side of it for the 9 months?
No, because I'm old. I'm 36. You know what I mean? Even my cousin was like, this geriatric pregnancy you got going on. I'm like, all right, yeah, you right. This shit was hard. But, you know, you do anything for your children.
Facts.
And I will pay a surrogate. I will pay a surrogate.
They make
baby.
Bread, though.
Yeah, it's like a couple thousand, a lot of thousands of dollars. I mean, yeah, you're holding a person's baby.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't do that.
You're a man. You don't even know.
But, like, when you experience, like, I can't say, like, I experience the same thing as a woman, but when you with somebody and they pregnant, you still go through the same shit. You got to put up with the emotions.
That's because you're a great dude. Most niggas be like, bitch, you pregnant, I'm out, or I ain't all into that. Like, I hear some food. Go ahead. Like, I bought you your pickles. I'm out. Whatever.
I mean, there was a lot of 2K playing around.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
So dead.
Nah.
Father's Day will not be canceled this year. Get it together by June, y'all.
Yeah,
real rad. Mother's Day will not be canceled this year. Get it together.
Real rad.
You know what I mean? Sheesh. Crazy. But you sent me Sinking Couch.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Why can't I? What is it? It's so funny. I can't download it. It's
Real Hurricane.
Sender using mail drop.
Oh, you know what?
Your file being downloaded automatically.
No, I'm about to send in drone again.
Try again.
Send in drone again.
Oh, I think I got it. I did it.
All right, bet.
All right, I was about to say, I'm like, what is this error? This message is I got Sinking Couch. All right, we good. We're going to get into the music. And we're going to talk about crazy exes.
Because
even, I'm going to give out a lesson. Because I stopped giving out lessons on stalking because I feel like it'll go over a lot of people's head. Like, motherfuckers can't stalk because after the reason to stalk a person is to get their attention. If they don't want to give you their attention, you're playing yourself. And it's like bullshit. Maybe I should give it a different name, what I do.
Because, I mean, I know, I see what you're saying, but that's
but like,
the whole point of stalking, though. Like,
yeah, you want, yeah,
you're
going
to feel like a weirdo asshole at the end of
like,
the day.
Like, sort of like the ball did on you. Like, it's like.
Oh, my ball crazy.
But sort of. He had it together. He's like. Almost.
That ball crazy, bro.
What
that's,
is it?
That's beyond. That's like
because,
a notch level up.
But no, without. Stalking, minus the killing and the fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The assault that he was doing. He was doing the right thing. Because you got to get to know a person. Like, I'm going to be in a familiar place that you're in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person. If I really care about a guy and I really like him, I'm going to get to know his neighbors.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm on your block for a reason. I just finished eating chicken wings from your neighbor house. What's on chicken wings? We over here. And then if he come over and eat the chicken wings with you, he like, oh, this bitch thought about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but if he don't come get the chicken wings, he don't like you like that. So, and then you just like, all right, well, move on because it's not working.
Right.
Like if you stalking, it's got to work.
So
if you stalking a person, don't work. It's not even because there's no other word for it. So I got to use that. It is kind
of stalking.
So it's
a good stalking and it's a bad
stalking. It's a good stalking and then it's stalking. You know, boy from you, he had it a little bit together. He's like, what is this bitch interested in? How can I help her life? You know what I mean? What can I do to enhance it because I care about her. I'm interested. In this bitch,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be around this bitch. You know what I mean? But
she eventually
did like him. At first, I thought when I was going to watch the show that the bitch was like, he was going to be cold stalking her. She wasn't going to like him at all. But she ended up liking him because they was making it work. You know what I'm saying? It worked what he was doing.
Crazy.
Yeah, we did it crazy. I'm not getting rid of a bitch for a nigga. Ain't no dick in the world ever going to have me kidnapping a bitch murdering her. All
right.
You doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In line between love and hate bullshit. Don't ever act the fuck like that either.
That's a crazy. That's a crazy movie too. But that's our whole situation. Sorry.
It's sad. You gotta do it right. Like, damn.
Don't talk about it.
Damn, we'll make it good stuff.
Right.